The top story at this hour is on the US-Iran negotiations and what it will take for both countries to reach a deal. As the question lingers, President Trump threw in a fresh caveat just a couple of hours ago. A short while back, Trump shared a lengthy post on Truth Social. It said many things, but the one aspect which catches the eye is a new condition. Trump says that once the war with Iran concludes, he wants more nations to recognize Israel and formally join the Abraham Accords. This follows a telephonic exchange between Trump and the top leadership from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, and Bahrain. The call took place on Saturday. The remarks come at a time when negotiators are moving back and forth to keep discussions ongoing, and they move the needle on delicate peace talks. A high-level Iranian delegation that includes the country's top negotiator and central bank chief are in Qatar's capital to discuss an agreement with the U.S. and the release of frozen funds. The delegation includes Iran's parliament speaker Mohammed Bagheer and a foreign minister Abbas Araghchi. Now, amid these developments, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei says Tehran and Washington had reached conclusions on several issues under discussion. But he cautioned that a final agreement was still far from imminent. On the issue of tolls for passing through the Strait of Hormuz, Tehran says it is collecting fees for navigational services from ships transiting the strategic waterway rather than imposing tolls.
Naturally, in the course of this process, certain services are provided, such as navigational services and the necessary measures to protect the environment of the Strait of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, and the Sea of Oman. These involve costs that must be collected. They should not be described as tolls or duties.
The potential memorandum of understanding discussed between the United States and Iran contains 14 points. It is focused on ending the war and the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for Iran taking steps to ensure safe transit through the strategic waterway. But Trump's latest announcement puts the ball back in not just Iran's court, but in every other country which he has specifically named in his push for Abraham Accords. And joining us live now on this broadcast is retired Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis. He's a military expert and host of Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. He's now joining us live from stunning Virginia, the United States. It's good to see you, Colonel Davis. Let me just begin by asking you, we've seen the posts by President Donald Trump. We've seen the back and forth between Iran and the United States. In your own assessment, what do you think will happen going forward or in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I mean, President Trump is always talking like a deal is just beyond the next turn. I mean, on Saturday, it was, yep, it's right there. Everything has largely already been agreed to, and very soon I'll have the details. And, of course, no details were ever provided because we are not close to anything. And it was very clear from the beginning that's the case. And President Trump continues to say that to give hope and optimism, I don't know, to the markets or to his supporters. It's not clear. But you always see that the Iranian side is not on board with that. So for any kind of a negotiated settlement to work, both sides have to be saying the same thing. Even if it's close, they have to be saying the same thing. And so far, some things have been similar. As you saw, the foreign ministry spoken for Iran has just said that there are some things in an agreement, but the big things like the control of the Strait of Hormuz, money, unfrozen assets, the nuclear material, those things are huge and still have not even been addressed, much less solved. So when President Trump this morning drops that interesting Abraham Accords bomb, that's that threw a whole new wrinkle into this. And listen, I mean, you can just take Saudi Arabia by itself. They have been absolutely adamant that they are not going to sign the Abraham Accords until the Palestinian people in Gaza and in the West Bank have a country of their own and freedoms. And they say they will not budge on that. So just because President Trump puts out this Truth Social, they're certainly not going to change their minds that they've been trying to get since Trump was in office in the first term. So that just seems to add more complications because I just don't see any prospect that that happens in the near term unless there's a change in Gaza.
Talking about the prospects, there have been indications that The United States and Iran want to extend the ceasefire for 60 days. Have you heard that? And what's your reaction to that?
As far as somebody who actually wants this war to be over, I'm all for that. That's great, because that gives you space to actually have negotiations without being under the gun. The problem is that there are huge headwinds, both within Trump's inner circle in the White House, and certainly his allies on Capitol Hill, and Israel. They are adamantly opposed to this. They don't want a ceasefire. They don't want a truce. They don't want a negotiated deal. They just want the Iranian side destroyed. And they've been saying that on social media, on television interviews, and just emphatically begging the president, don't have a deal. Go back and finish the job, they keep saying over and over. But militarily, that's not going to happen. We don't have the means to militarily finish the job, or we would have done it the first time, and we would not have agreed to a ceasefire. So that's not a viable path. But for some reason, the president can't come to just saying, well, I'll recognize that I'll just get the best deal we can, because that means he's going to have to give something to get something. And that's just not the way President Trump likes to operate. He likes to issue demands and get everything. And something's going to have to give, because that's not going to work here.
All right. Carlo Davis, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your insights and for talking to us today.
Thank you.